I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
From the campus of Yale University, this is Business Talk with Jim Campbell, nationally syndicated across the country on the BizTalk Radio Network and coming to you from our flagship stations, Yale Radio WYBC and 1490 AM WGCH Greenwich. All talk and all business, 60 minutes of radio with leading figures from the world of business along with the business of politics and sports. Is Donald Trump dangerously mentally ill? Did Brett Kavanaugh lie before the Senate Judiciary Committee in his recent hearings to become a Supreme Court nominee? Our guests think so. Dr. Bandy Lee, assistant clinical professor in law. She's taught at the law school at Yale for 15 years. She's also a professor of psychiatry in the Yale School of Medicine, Yale being one of our flagship stations for the show as well. She's worked in several maximum security prisons, co-founded Yale's Violence and Health Study Group, leads a violence prevention collaborators group for the World Health Organization, the WHO, and she's one of the leaders of Duty to Warn, a group of mental health experts who banded together to warn of the dangerous case of Donald Trump. And she's the editor of The Dangerous Case of Donald Trump, 27 Psychiatrists and Mental Health Experts Assess a President, for which she's been on the show twice, I believe. Welcome, Bandy.
Thank you for having me back.
Thanks for coming in studio, by the way, as well. First off, let me ask, what has been the impact of this on your career and any safety issues or whatever? Because you've got a pretty big brand name now as the leader of this movement.
Yes. First of all, let me distinguish myself from the group that is called Duty to Warn. I myself am a founder and leader of the National Coalition of Concerned Mental Health Experts.
Okay.
And that's a professional group. Our website is dangerouscase.org. In terms of its impact on my career, first of all, let me say that everything I say here is of my own opinion, not representing my institutions. I must say, in private, this whole movement has gained a great deal of respect and support from my colleagues, from the public, especially the public, and it has had an unexpected positive influence. In terms of public appearances, of course, we've gotten backlash from the American Psychiatric Association, fewer professionals have called us out.
Is that for the Goldwater rule that they say you violated?
That's correct, yes. Even though we didn't violate the Goldwater Rule as it's written and originally interpreted, The APA actually changed its interpretation of the Goldwater Rule in order to silence the profession. And we are actually opposed to that. In fact, silence as well as active cooperation on the part of physicians of governments, of destructive governments, can be harmful.
Has it impacted, has Yale been bothered at all by it?
Of course, I've... because I love my institution and alma mater, I've been feeling very apologetic about my activities, but they unexpectedly have been supportive. Publicly, they made a statement that separating themselves from my views, but privately, they've been supportive in every way. I understand the difficult position I've put them in and appreciate that they have supported my right to free speech.
Let me ask you, what made you do this, and were you an anti-Trump guy, and that led you into doing this?
No, I am not a political person at all. Have never been. I've never enlisted with any political party or supported any party. In fact, I was totally removed from it, in a sense, that I've been involved mostly in global health. I got involved in this because my area of violence prevention prompted a bunch of people to contact me the day after, the morning after the election. In fact, early in the morning, I started getting flooded with phone calls and emails about people who were afraid of the violence that was to come. And in fact, one of the reasons why, despite the near consensus on the part of the psychiatric community that very few people have come forth, is because of the fear of violence to themselves, that they would be subject to the very violence that they're warning
and
against.
And violence, you mean by Trump supporters or?
Trump supporters, Trump himself. My colleagues have been afraid of litigation, vindictive litigation, or even physical violence on the part of Trump and his supporters. I myself have gotten numerous death threats. In fact, I somewhat sympathize with Dr. Blasey Ford because I received some of that. For about a month in January, I was enclosed in my home and could only go out in disguise. Yes, it was quite stressful.
Did you see anybody following you or anything? Or
there, I received close to 1,000 threats per day. Some
per
of them,
day,
death threats. Yes.
Did you tell the Yale police about that, or who?
I did. Yeah. And I was told to report to the FBI. I was about to, but then it died down after a month. During that time, I gained 20 pounds and lost a lot of hair.
Wow.
But
now, meanwhile, the White House has never officially commented you were against this movement, right? Or his on Twitter yelling you out or anything?
No, other than Trump tweeting out a book in opposition of our book the day it was released.
Oh, okay.
But nothing threatening.
Okay. Brett Kavanaugh went to law school there as well. And you've sort of looked into that case as well, right?
Well, my group actually put out a statement, actually a request on the part of the FBI while the investigation was going on, and to the senators of the Judicial Committee, that from his Senate hearing that Thursday, when both Dr. Blasey Ford and Mr. Kavanaugh were giving their testimonies, that he exhibited signs that were very concerning, psychological signs of impairment. And what he showed were poor regulation of emotion, evasion of questions, and exaggerated entitlement, which actually makes someone more likely to be capable of violating others' rights. Those alone wouldn't have been so alarming, but he also showed signs of paranoid ideations, conspiracy theories, and an inability to have empathy. And these are concerning signs in terms of capacity to serve in a function as important as Supreme Court justice. So we were actually asking for a mental health examination and also a substance abuse evaluation because
he likes beer.
Yes, and but the manner of answering questions, he was showing denial and annoyance by criticism about his drinking. These are actually symptoms, psychological symptoms of alcohol use disorder. He also had some visible signs of rosacea that could be caused by many things, but among them is excessive drinking, and early onset of drinking can lead to substance alcohol dependence later in life, so he's at great risk of still being affected by an alcohol use disorder. And we felt that it was important to rule these things out in order to confirm his capacity to serve.
Let me ask you, was it underlying this or your, where you felt legitimate that you could raise these kind of issues is because this adds up, I don't have a judicial temperament?
Well, I think that's more for the judicial or legal people to assess. That would be...
But in other words, obviously, all the judges in this country aren't going through that, right?
Yes. They're,
you know, what you're saying, that kind of a character mental health checkup. So you're saying that, you know, if Kavanaugh should go through that, if this is something that should happen to judges or...
I don't know if all judges are going through that. I don't think
so. No, they're not, I guess.
Right.
What I'm saying is,
right.
is if you think this leads to him not having the right temperament for the job, is that why you would have done it? You said no. But then what's the basis for this?
So it's not temperament, but mental capacity to serve.
Yeah.
So it's somewhat like fitness for duty.
Fitness, okay.
And
even though he's a judge right now, you realize. So he's actually, you know, serving the role for a while.
Exactly, but we don't know if he's really serving in a capacity that fulfills. We have a president right now who seems to show obvious signs of unfitness, and yet so these are things that perhaps mental health professionals can point out, because it's very difficult for the normal individual to distinguish normal signs, normal personality variations or healthy variations from actual pathology. And it's the pathology that we would be worried about, because to put someone in a position where they're actually serving and yet bring their mental impairments to the job could be detrimental, especially in a position such as a Supreme Court justice or judge where lives depend on the role.
All right, we'll be back with more with Bandy Lee. We're going to talk fear next.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765. 285-4765.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Our guest, Dr. Bandy Lee, assistant clinical professor in law. She's taught at the law school at Yale for 15 years. What's paranoid ideation?
It is feelings of persecution, exaggeration of threats where they don't exist. An overreaction to an inability to just see reality for what it is. And
do you think that that was the real him on that Thursday, or that Trump had told them, go in there and deny everything forcefully?
I'm sure Trump had an influence, but what we saw was someone under stress and what can appear in response to stress. And And we saw that he was unable to stay with reality.
Let me ask you this. Let's say he was innocent, okay? So his whole reputation has been tattered and et cetera. Would that response justify that if he was innocent, or even if in his own mind he'd convinced himself he was innocent? Would that kind of an overreaction be justified?
Well, there's an overreaction to there's kind of a normal overreactive response versus a pathological one. Okay. And what we saw was actually outside of normal. And those are the things such as conspiracy theories and inability to think of any other version other than one's own, and unable to think of the other person's perspective.
Let's say now that he was guilty. If he had said, you know, I was 18 years old, I was wrong, I was drunk, I apologize, there's no excuse for this, could he have gotten away with that and still been...
In terms of capacity, yes, that would be the more normal response.
Right, but I mean, would he have been approved by the Senate Judiciary Committee?
I think those are criteria that are up to the Senate Judiciary Committee, yeah. and not really within the realm of mental health. I'm speaking more about mental health and mental capacity.
Right. But what I'm saying is, if I'm Brett Kavanaugh, and I'm going to be honest. Okay, it happened, but I was a kid, I was drunk, blah, 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 blah. He's now told the truth. But if he told the truth, wouldn't he be disqualifying himself for the position?
Not necessarily. We would do a risk assessment. So whether he's violent now, prone to violence now, yeah. or whether he endorses violence, so is likely to promote laws that encourage violence, those are the kinds of things.
So if he had said, I was a kid and I got drunk, it was a mistake, he might have still been, approved, which would say he should tell the truth. And if he
If he doesn't have violent risks
right,
now.
Right, I understand the rest. I mean, the pathologies are there. I mean, that's clearly what you've seen. I'm just trying to, you know, ascertain if it's realistic to expect him to tell the truth when it probably would disqualify him. But maybe the truth wouldn't disqualify
him. Well, we
him.
Saw that he was unable to. He was unable to even consider the possibility. And he has been shown, revealed on numerous occasions, to have lied.
Yeah, I was going to ask, what are examples of his lying?
I think from From the report that you showed, from the calendar that he revealed alone, he was trying to convince that he couldn't have been drinking. And even within the calendar itself, there
showed
were examples
that he was drinking
of
during the week,
being out drinking,
Do you find Dr. Ford to have been credible?
I found her very credible,
Okay, so when people say, oh, you don't remember how much you had to drink, how you got there, how you got home, you know, who one person was at the party, you would say?
That makes her more credible because the ability to admit what one knows and doesn't know, that actually makes her extremely reliable because she's able to distinguish between what she can say and cannot say. And not to remember some of those details are actually very consistent with someone who has been traumatized.
Yeah, I'm told that what happens is your brain hyper-focuses on the trauma and she remembers every detail, but the rest becomes kind of like a blur.
Yes.
And she didn't tell anybody initially, which is also fairly normal.
Yes, someone. Some people describe it as tunnel vision.
Yeah.
You focus in on certain aspects that are just blazoned into your memory. Other details blur because of your intense state at the time.
Okay, so she seems very credible. He seemed way overreacting, plus exhibiting some pathological signs. The FBI does this investigation. There was another guy in the room, Mark Judge, and they found no corroboration of her story. Did the FBI do a real investigation then?
They didn't do anything that we expected, which was first to interview Mr. Kavanaugh and Dr. Blasey Ford. Their testimonies do not count as actual investigative interviews, so I'm actually not sure who they interviewed and what they were investigating.
I have to say that I've I just interviewed somebody who was at Yale. Oh yes, yeah, a software engineer from Apple who was at Yale at the same time, right? But did not know him, but had heard that it was, you know, the behavior at Yale was true. Certainly the Mrs. Ramirez case, which you, I'm sure you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to believe that none of this has come out. It's does it make you cynical about the system that he sort of lied his way onto the Supreme Court?
Well, certainly it's a very, very odd situation. And one, I teach a bunch of law students, and I was also giving a talk at Denver School of Law over the weekend. And many lawyers and law students are now despondent because they went into their field because they trusted in the law and they believed in its legitimacy. And now they cannot even trust the highest court in the land. But I think, you know, a lot of this could be mitigated by requiring a capacity to serve evaluation, a mental health evaluation of all Supreme Court justices, as we're advocating for all presidents and presidential and vice presidential candidates now and into the future. I think the current appointments, the current leaders right now, the president and Mr. Kavanaugh, are exemplary of this critical need that while we give fitness for duty exams, psychological testing to the most mundane jobs, toxic waste removal, police officers, where only a few lives may be at stake. But here we have individuals in whose hands millions of lives are dependent, and yet we do not apply this examination. It's not something that can be substituted by campaigns, by Senate judiciary hearings. It really has to be a separate examination that rigorously tests capacity to serve. And capacity evaluations are just standard procedures that are applied to the job in question. And so they're done every day by hundreds of mental health professionals around the country. There is no reason why we should exempt these important, extremely powerful positions from this examination.
All right, we'll be back with more with Bandy Lee. We're going to talk fear next.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low-Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Many manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Our guest, Dr. Bandy Lee, assistant clinical professor in law. She's taught at the law school at Yale for 15 years. Let me ask you this, and I've asked you this before. You talk about this prone inevitably to violence at some point coming out of his personality disorders. But the only example we have so far is that he went from threatening Kim Jong-un, brutal threats, to actually try to make peace with him. Does that speak against violent tendencies?
Actually, violent individuals are not necessarily aggressive all the time. In fact, they can be very acquiescent, especially to someone like a brutal dictator. And so I would not say that that is any sign of lessening of his violent tendencies. In fact, I think in sum total, it actually encourages violence because he's legitimizing and affirming violence in another despot and allying with him. In a way that could lead to other kinds of wars and nuclear wars, perhaps, you know, even his alliance with Vladimir Putin. We may make peace with Russia, but we could be escalating greater possibility of nuclear war with Russia against some other country. And so what mental health professionals look at are the underlying tendencies and psychological causes of behavior. So violence itself is usually an end product of a long process. The long process is already there. We can predict to in terms of probability that that his character will lead to greater violence, not less. And we already see that in many of his policies, even. The traumatization of thousands of children, the encampments, the trade wars that are destabilizing the world, his restructuring the geopolitical landscape so that it's all more threatening and antagonistic, leading to a greater possibility of war. Domestically, he has stoked civil strife, and white supremacist killings have doubled. Gun murders have soared. This is all a natural consequence of the psychological mindset that is actually affecting the culture.
I just think it's hard to grasp this violence, you know, thing, because mm-hmm. people don't assume that, you know. And as you know, everybody was saying, this guy's going to nuke North Korea, he's going to get in a war with North Korea, it's who's got the biggest, what, all that kind of stuff. Uh-huh. And then he's gone the opposite way. And people, you know, so it's
well,
just
the fact that that hasn't happened, it could happen any day, by the way.
Right.
He could reverse at any time.
Right, right. But will you say that at all that you were surprised he's doing this and that it's a good thing he's talking?
Am I surprised that he's talking? No.
Even after all the threats and the feelings that we're going to get into a nuclear war with this guy because of
because
Trump.
We can always at any time go into nuclear war, that's still okay. A threat.
Was it good that he did it? Was it good that he's talking?
Yes.
And that didn't surprise you.
And I credit President Moon Jae-in a great deal
yeah.
for that.
Yes.
It's not to Trump's credit.
Okay, let's talk fear. Bob Woodward's book came out and presents a case of basically total chaos and dysfunction. I don't know if you've read the book or not. I want to ask you, is what you've heard about coming out of the White House consistent with what you'd expect of Donald Trump? There's all this chaos and stuff. And the second part of that question is, I think you've said publicly that you've actually had people from the White House come to you to kind of say they're worried about this guy.
Yes, that's right. I've read about half the book, but none of it has been surprising to me, nor has the earlier book, Fire and Fury, by Michael Wolff, nor has the New York Times op-ed by the anonymous White House official. None of this has been surprising to any of us. We've been predicting that this kind of conditions in the White House, in the country, around the world, will be effectuated by his psychology. And again, since as mental health professionals, we look at the underlying psychology and the causes of behavior and after effects. In fact, when it comes from mental impairment or pathology, it's almost inevitable because these individuals are rather rigid. They're not as able to make choices or change their behavior as healthy individuals can.
This anonymous op-ed that was sent into the New York Times, and you obviously don't know who it was either. Do you have a sense this is somebody that's rather high in the White House that would do this? Number one, and do you have a sense that, and you wouldn't know this, but I wonder, you know, if the person is, and there's a lot of people that are worried about his agenda, even in his own administration, and that's a bias, obviously, so that it might be someone that's more worried about his agenda than his mental capacity. What do you?
Well, most people will think in terms of normal terms, such as an agenda, policy, strategy.
Right.
But from our perspective, we distinguish that, those things which are normal activities, from mental compulsion.
Right.
And this strong pull to work in ways that appear effective because it's actually pathology mm-hmm. that can be overwhelming and defy any rational or logical attempt to contain. And it can actually be more effective than strategy because it simply overwhelms and overruns any ability mm-hmm. to contain. That is why mental impairment can be actually dangerous, and the treatment of it is severe containment. In fact, you have to be quite brutal in terms of containment. Containment, limit setting, removal from access to weapons, and removal from power. And of course, we're doing the exact opposite. We're enabling illness, and we're allowing the pathology, in fact, to spread. And this is very dangerous for our country, for humankind, because of the level of power he has access to.
I would just like to know that Anonymous was not coming from policy strategy differences first, and using the mental illness as a cover for that, as opposed to, you know, being more objective.
I think he illustrates how hard
it
is. He or she. The White House officials who contacted me were he's.
Okay. By the way, you won't release their names, obviously, but were they high levels?
I didn't ask, but they came across as such.
Did they? And were they coming from agenda or mental illness issue?
Mental illness issues. They were clearly, they were certain that this was mental health related. That was why they were contacted.
Okay, so let's talk about that for a second, because obviously people can say, oh, you're anti-Trump, you're biased, you're whatever, you know. But these are guys that work for him and came to you.
Yes.
Who was not viewed as, you know.
Right. Okay. And I would describe myself as pro-Trump, pro-humanity, pro-health. Because I'm really not talking about Trump as a person, as in terms of his political views or ideology, so forth. In fact, I'm not sure he can even get there. He cannot even get to his own person because of the pathology.
Okay, but these people that came to you were obviously pro-Trump. They work
exactly,
for him.
Exactly.
So they think they're doing a public service by warning, in essence, a duty. They feel they have a duty to warn.
I don't think they were warning as much as calling for help. They were frightened by him. They said that his behavior was frightening them. They thought he was mentally unraveling. And since they knew about my book and knew that I would be someone who could,
how do they think he's unraveling? In what way? Because, you know, you talked about a rigid person. To me, he's looked like he's behaved like this for 40 years.
That's right.
You can go through self-destructive from the USFL Football League that he personally destroyed, the bankruptcies or whatever. So this looks like more of the same to me.
And all the aggressive vindications he has made through litigating people.
Right.
When you have access to power, he had money and legal means. You don't have to punch
intimidate.
Out a guy
right.
to...
Okay, but today, why is he unraveling worse than what he's been doing forever?
Because of the stress of the presidency.
But in other words, they feel that he's actually different than the nut that he appeared to be forever, you know?
Right. They thought, well, they were having personal experiences with him. But in terms of his further unraveling, that's to be expected if you enable an illness and give someone more power.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the stresses of the Mueller investigation.
So being president, in other words, is causing
Yes, and the criticism and the kind of scrutiny he's receiving and not getting the feedback he wishes, which is unconditional adulation. And so all these things are stressful.
We'll come back with our final segment.
Being a business owner or entrepreneur can feel lonely. Unless your friends have walked the same path, they just don't understand your passion. How many times have you been asked, when are you going to get a real job? And when you finally do make it big, all of a sudden the doubters tell you they always knew you would. Does this sound familiar? You see, at BizBot, we understand the road you're on because we're on the same path. That's why we created a club just for you. Meet other people on the same path you're on and get content that will help you grow your business. All for only $49.95 a year. And if you join today, you can get your first 30 days free with promo code RADIO. This is a limited time offer, so try it for free, and who knows, you might be able to help other members. Simply go to bizbod.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who've agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
All right, we're back with Bandy Lee, who teaches both at the school, at the law school and the School of Medicine at Yale still?
That's right.
Okay. I want to ask you about Dr. Ford one more thing, and whether this is sort of sadistic or whatever, but right after she testified, he said that he found her very credible and she's a good woman. Then he's off in front of a rally, I think in Iowa, saying, you know, all the stuff about her. Ah, she only had one beer. She didn't know how she got there. You know, she's ruining this guy's reputation. Appeared to be a completely, opposing to what he had just said. Is that just because he's throwing red meat to his base that was in that?
That would be strategic thinking. He's not as strategic as one would conclude, because that, again, that's within normalcy. And what you're seeing here is his capitulating, or his sensing what he needs to say in order to...
Right. So one of those two things he's saying is a lie, right? One, that she's credible.
So when he's saying she is credible, he's actually capitulating or sensing what people want to hear or need to hear, or he's being told he should say that.
Okay.
Versus you can see the intense, enthusiastic... projection of how she's...
So you think he means it then when he's out...
out in the rallies? Yes, yeah. I think he's in his element.
He has an insatiable need for love almost, right?
Yes.
And he's in the wrong profession for that. In today's world, especially when we're so polarized, 50% hate you.
That's right.
Is he in the wrong job then for trying to get what he's trying to get mentally? Or
I think he was actually surprised by that. He thought that once he became president, he would be
as popular as Putin is.
Yes. And that's why he wishes to go there, to censor all media, news outlets, and to control others' opinion of him.
Okay, so you think he's unfit for office, that there should be fitness tests for candidates for that office as well as for the Supreme Court. Should he be removed from office in your mind, and how should it be done if so?
First of all, fitness for duty is to do a valid examination. It takes a whole series of tests.
You don't buy that test that his doctor did on him. It is physical.
No, that was a smoke and mirrors attempt.
He could draw a camel or something.
Just like the FBI investigation, it was a sham test. First of all, the doctor is not an independent doctor,
right,
who is working for the president and also
physician,
under,
yeah,
the president as, yeah, commander in chief. And the screen he did is a 10-minute screen that even patients with frank Alzheimer's disease can score within normal, and those who are hospitalized with schizophrenia have also scored normal range. So it's really not a good sensitivity test. And what he needed was a mental health evaluation by a professional. He has no mental health credentials. He's an emergency room doctor. He should have made these things clear, and he didn't.
Okay, should he be removed from office, and how?
Going back to unfitness, okay. What we're saying is that he shows every sign of being unfit and should be tested. But to conclude unfitness requires examination. So we're advocating for a full evaluation. Of course, avoiding an evaluation in itself is a warning sign. If he cared about the country and if he were responding to all the concerns that have come up, he would subject himself to full evaluation. But, of course, that hasn't happened.
You talked about the fact that he needs to be undergo tests first. Impeachment is a political process.
I believe every political process could be informed by expert opinion because this is a mental health issue. Of course, many things fall under impeachment, so I really wouldn't speak to the political process, but recently, I was asked to speak about the 25th Amendment in Washington, and several Congress members attended. One Congress member was extremely concerned about an unfit president having access to the nuclear codes and feeling helpless about the fact that we didn't have any measure for responding to this clear threat. What I said was that as a mental health professional, I cannot really comment on the 25th Amendment or impeachment. Mm-hmm. But what I can say is that as an expert consultant, legal decisions such as disability, incompetence, or unfitness for duty, these are all legal decisions. But no court would ever think of making these conclusions without expert input. And we have a situation here where we have a national mental health crisis. It's clearly mental health related. For them to say that they do not need mental health input because this is a political decision, I think, is incorrect. And to go into a decision blindly or without being informed, without informing the public, predisposes this to partisan struggle or power play rather than a valid intervention because of an actual concern. No president so far has shown such alarming signs that require an evaluation, perhaps immediate removal before an evaluation. This has been an urgency, and yet it has not happened. The fact that we don't have a nuclear war now should not be a reason for
overlooking.
Yes, for complacency, given the risks.
Defrauding, manipulating, cheating.
He's able to project this image. So this is a facade that he is projecting.
Does he believe it, though?
I believe so to a certain extent, he's not able to get by without believing it. It's literally intolerable for him to think otherwise. And so I do believe he himself believes most of the lies he's telling. And therefore, it's an emotional compulsion. It's a necessity for him. The problem is when this crumbles, we do not know what the repercussions will be. He's projected this grandiose self to the world as the best in everything, the expert in everything, and the only person who can solve the country's and the world's problems. And here his facade is crumbling. This is actually a very dangerous moment, because this is when the self-image crumbles. It's like the whole world is gone for him. So to launch a nuclear war to destroy the entire human civilization would be nothing for him. In fact, it will be desirable, because if he crumbles, the rest of the world would come with him.
Wow. Thank you, Mandy.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.